Blog Talk Radio.
And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his
breathing.
Evil ways and learn to love us.
Don't worry
about All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer, not an easy answer.
I got that black on black skin tone, actual fact syndrome. That's why I dropped the jewel in
Let
every verse you heard me shit on. Okay, it's a Slumdog opera, the tale of a king whose name wasn't on the roster. My road to glory was road to perdition, and act two, the turn, is just the memoirs with no omissions. We came a mighty long way from standing near the stove in the cold, the greatest story ever told. The realest niggas see the pain in my storyboards. The true believers say, Wallahi, I support the board. My life feel like a highlight reel. This is lightning striking, feel how the zeitgeist feel. Get a slight chill.
I got these niggas breezy.
My swag is on 1.21 gigawatts, 10 trillion kilowatts, hardcore thriller pop, Michael Jackson, nigga rock. Google me, baby, understand where I'm coming from. My destiny's to hit a grand slam when my number comes. All hail the lyrical, grand wizard imperial. Niggas signed a dotted line with hope, that's a miracle. And I ain't lead the thugs alone. The humble and meek will surely inherit the mud we own and shoot up every club we
Let
clone.
Let that bitch breathe.
The flow is too atomic, the poetry's too Quranic. A young prophet Muhammad, and I could drop a verse to change the whole vibration. The whole rock nation, the whole live nation. So pour a libation, beware but prepare for the polarization. It's the globalization. Warn all the clergymen and notify Satan. I've been waiting, it's the notarization. I've been patient.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.
1,000 kisses to the haters, cause they made me greater. 1,000 wishes from a million slaves to raise a savior. 1,000 visits to these dickheads at these major labels. From Big Daddy Kane to Big Daddy Kane and Abel. You pay a cost to be a boss, nigga. I paid the wager. Master both sides of the force. And plus, I made my saber. Yes, sir. I'm a soldier of love. Drowning all my sorrows and woes in the club. My white boys say that shit you spit last year, bro, was like a real fine Merlot in the cashmere throw. Some black chicks say he up. White women, they love me. My Asians and my mommies don't put nothing above me. I call it as it happened, the art of quality rapping. One autobiographical chapter could start up the rapture. And even though I walk in the narrow valley of death, all I see is green pastures, bitches screaming from the rafters.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.
Sometimes I just do random shows when I feel like it. I'm going to bring in my esteemed co-host,
Let me bring him in right now. Can I find his intro music? What's his intro music yet? Oh, cool. Hold on, let me see. Let me see if this is his intro. There it is. Can't get him in. Let me see if I can get him in. But let me try to get you back in. Hold on, because we're crazy again. But it's all right. It's all about having a live show. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna bring you on in a second. How's everybody doing out there? I had a live show. Not a live show. I did a pre-recorded show the other night. Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday night. It turned out kind of cool. Let me see if I can bring the brother in real quick. You know what I'm saying? It turned out kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? I might just go ahead and release it. I had no callers. It was just me just going up the top of the dome doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? And it ended up being a good-ass show. You know what I mean? And like I said before, we're having some problems again with the board bringing in people. But I don't even care. It's all about having a show because all the information is in my brain. I can just let it just flow. I got my notes here, you know what I'm saying? And you know basically what we're going to talk about today is we're going to be discussing, should we follow celebrities' views and political issues? I mean, are we supposed to follow these people? Or should we just go ahead and do our own research? And we're going to talk about this new black trend that's going on. And then we're going to get to something deep out there because actually I have a friend, man, and he's a white guy, and he told me something that was kind of crazy. He said that basically, hopefully he calls in. I might even call him. He told me he had a ticket for a DUI, man. He ain't paid that shit in 3-4 years, and the police never bothered him. He said he got a black friend, you know what I'm saying? They got the same charge, and they sent his black friend to jail. So I'm asking the people right out there right now, is there a such thing as white privilege? Let me see if I can get the homie in there. What's in there, brother? Is that you, bro?
Yeah, I heard the beat. What up?
Okay, Wes, let me check in. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, bro? Call that number right there.
I'm just kicking it right now.
Just kicking it, you know what I'm saying? How's school and everything? How's everything going with that?
It's going smooth.
Right, right. Well, hey, we talked a little bit earlier. You know what I'm saying? Got a chance to build. Let's go for it. Let's go right in on it, brother. Which one? I'll tell you what. Which one do you want to tackle first?
You know what? I'm going to go in on what your boy said in the whole white privilege thing, because that got my mind spinning a little bit. Like, they really didn't even think to bother him?
Did not think to bother him for three years. Did not bother him. And basically was telling me, like, you know, and I'm thinking, like, hey, because I want to keep it balanced. Is there a such thing? I hear it's a lot going on. It's such thing as white privilege this, white privilege that. White people get better jobs than black people. If a black person is qualified to do a certain type of job, a white person always get that. So I'm asking, and this is I'm asking to everybody out there, people who's listening live, to the people who's listening on the internet, where you're listening to it, if you want to chime in. You know what I mean? The number is 347-989-0202. Hit the 1 button if you want to talk. If you don't, just chill out, hang out. If you're listening online, I might open up the chat, but I don't even want to fuck with anything because the board is acting crazy. So, yeah, Wes, go ahead and take it.
I mean, is there a white privilege? I mean, for a minute, I did think there was, but then I was starting to begin to think that it was just rich privilege, because a lot of rich people get away with shit due to the fact that they're rich. But then I also seen something that I forget what store it was. it was in New York, though, where they said that we have, like, that we are going to start searching black people for no apparent reason, like, just for, just in case they would start stealing. Like, or they said something like that about, like, black people would have to be searched. And then, like, there was another incident up in New York at a store where this dude spent his school money to buy a $600 belt, and they had to question, and they did a background, and they had to end up doing a background check on him and shit like that, because they thought it was drug money. So there might, I'm thinking that there could be a white privilege.
Okay, Bunny Ralph, you know me, I like to play devil's advocate. Because going off of what you said, could it be a rich and poor thing? Because there are, if you look at, say if you look at a O.J. Simpson situation compared to an average black person on the street, they don't have the access to say that O.J. has. Could we say is it access or straight? You know, because there are some people might say, and this is not me, but some people might say poor white trash is the same thing as a nigger.
Yeah. You know
so
what?
At the end of
the
day, those people
the same
in trailer
thing,
parks
like,
are not enjoying the white privilege.
They're not. They're almost in the same boat, if not a less boat than we are.
Okay, hold on.
That's why I was starting
see,
to think, like, maybe white privilege isn't a thing. It's just rich privilege.
Okay, we got to call
again,
her, man. You know what I'm saying?
Your man's,
so hold on,
I don't know if your man's is rich or not. All right, my bad.
No. My bad. I forgot to follow the 3-second rule because we end up talking over each other. That's right. I that's my bad. That's where I forgot we got to follow the 3-second rule. But we do have a caller. I like to get the callers in because me and you, we'll sit up here and bust it up all day. I like to get the callers and let them chime in.
All right.
So from the 724 and then 1554, you're on, let me see, you're on live, Up and Smoke Radio.
Oh,
that's you? That's you guys. You don't have to hit the one button. You don't have to hit the one button. You can just listen.
Oh, yeah.
But that was the homies. That was when they was in there listening. But it's all good. Go ahead, Wes. Finish your points, brother.
Because I was thinking, like, I'm pretty sure your mans ain't rich though, so it's a little boggling. This is a real like sensitive issue. I mean, I don't want to say a sensitive issue. It's just hard to call.
So you're thinking it's done by? Oh, sorry. You're gonna go again. I'm following the 3-second rule.
Hey,
Wes. Oh, I was done. I'm trying. I was waiting on your opinion, like just a little bit of feedback on this.
My thing is that that's just one isolated in situation. You know what I'm saying? But I know people that have got away with murder, you know what I'm saying, literally, and it's just a financial thing that got them through it. Now, see, I think that it will have to deal, you see, that's the whole thing about like, when you're dealing with racism, you can't pinpoint it. You do not know what the person is thinking. You don't know if they're doing it because you're a person of color. You don't know, so you can't really put the person on trial because you can't. It's almost like you're being prejudiced. Almost it gets flipped on you because you're prejudging the person, thinking they're prejudiced because, you know what I mean? Because you didn't get the opportunity to do something, quote unquote, great or whatever like that. So it just like you said, it's very, very true.
True, but then, like I said earlier, that one store that said black people that come in have to have a background check, like an employment check, so they know, like proof of employment. All black people that come in that store have to have proof of employment. That's a little shaky.
Yeah, that's tough. And where was that at?
I want to say it was like Macy's or something up in New York. Just one of them, because I remember it was the store that sold the Louis Vuitton belt to that student. So I'm trying to, I wonder which store that would be. Maybe, wait, would it be like a Louis store? Because I'm trying to remember the incident. It was from a few years back.
That I did not, I never heard that story, and not, I'm not saying it's not legit. I just never heard that is crazy right there. That because that is basically, oh my God, that's I don't even know what to call that. Because that's almost like the thing at the Moreauville Mall, like you have to show your ID. Now, after, if you go there on the weekends or something after a certain time, and at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter, because you can have proof of employment, or you can have, even if you deal with the Moreauville Mall, you can still have an ID and still pop a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but okay, now, your guy, you know, so let's see if we can go ahead and connect this and see if we can segue into something I want to do here. Because, okay, you're a guy that really studies the New World Order and studies a guy that's really a libertarian. It's about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So, would you say, are we skating on thin ice? As far as this showing the ID and showing the papers, are we skating on thin ice, or are we supposed to do this for security? Do we need to do this for security, or is this just a way of breaking down our civil liberties?
And that's another tricky one, because that's like, because the question is, how far are you willing to restrict somebody's freedom for the sake of security? And how far is the person willing to let their freedoms be taken or questioned for the sake of security?
Okay. Now, what I'm going to say is like this. You know the the Hegelian dialectic with the problem, reaction, solution. You create the problem, you know what I'm saying, you get the reaction, then you offer the solution.
A solution, yeah.
Okay. Now, you know what I'm saying, now we're dealing with security, we're dealing with, we don't know if this is for civil liberties, or we don't know if this is being safe. Now, here's a little something to add on to this, and we're going to build on this, and we're going to see what we're going to say. I listened to a show the other day, and it was basically about now that you're doing about online courses. This is about online courses, and these are the things you have to do, Wes. It's a 90-second clip. Check it out.
The mentality and stuff like
that. Type of online college course. You pay your money. There's a report that says 3 weeks into the course, you have to submit to a facial recognition scanner. And if you don't, your money is non-refundable and you fail the course. This story was linked to Rutgers University in New Jersey. And this is how they're catching people. Or just one of the ways that they're catching people. There's also some reports that when you go to different sporting events, whether it be basketball games or tennis matches, hockey games, they have the eyes in the sky that are literally, you know, have these type of linear lasers. I don't think that's the real name, but you know, some type of lasers that, you know, scan the fucking place, and all types of facial recognition is being done. So just be careful if you're a college student. With regards to signing up for some type of online courses. And the reason that they're saying that they have to do it like this is because of the fact that when you go to take a test, they don't want you to allow one of your friends to take the test on your behalf. So that's why they need to get a scan on your face.
Oh, hell no!
I don't know, Wes. Now, going on your premise there, now, that necessary to have a face scan to take an online course. Let's go. Talk to me. Play devil's. I need you to play devil's advocate. I need you to convince me that this is good.
But you see, I can't. I'm not going to try and convince somebody something that I personally don't believe in. I can't. That's outside of who I am.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you nothing that I wouldn't use myself.
No, that was a joke. That was our joke. What do you think? Go ahead, Ann.
Honestly, I think that is going a tad far, and it's like, what are y'all doing with that facial information? Why is it so important that you know that you can scan somebody's face and know what they look like? Maybe not what they look like, but have a scan of their face just to take an online course. And it's like, are they putting that in bold, or are they just throwing that in there in fine print that, oh, you need a facial recognition or your money is non-refundable and you're kicked from the course?
And that's what it is. Like, it's basically said, and that's the Rutgers University is a big school. So what I'm saying is, like, is this going to be a trend? You think you could see this trending?
I do see this trending. Because one thing I've noticed, schools are more worried about security than education. They'll spend more money on putting in, like, security cameras, metal detectors and shit like that than they will on books, than they will on getting things in that people actually need to pass these courses. And you're spending the students' money that they're paying just for you to scan their faces when they probably need some new equipment, when they probably need new programs. You're spending it on a facial recognition scanner.
Now, isn't that basically going on what's going on worldwide? We're going into a world of security. Like, we're going out of the free market. We're going out of, like, even almost going out of capitalism. Almost. We're still capitalist, and everybody knows that capitalism has no moral base, but we're going even out of the free market and out of that into just straight security. Actually, in the near future, this only job is going to be in nursing and security. And all the veterans that are coming home, they're either going to be cops or COs at jails, or state police, or POs, and they're going to come back all fucked up, all militarized, and, you know, because you understand, a lot of these police that beat these cases, what they don't understand, what you guys don't understand, is they beat these cases not from the evidence or anything like that. When you really do your research, they beat it is because of the way they are trained. Gone are the days where they used to put a bottle up on a stand, and you would shoot the bottle for target practice. Now they get trained like a video game. You know what I'm saying? So it's that quick trigger pull release type of thing. Now, yeah, like the brother said, he said they're aggressive, and especially some of these cops is coming from war. You know, they're coming back from war, and they're trained to fight an enemy. You know what I'm saying? They're not trained to, you know, they don't even call
protect
us citizens
civilian
anymore. They call us civilians. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, that's what people got to understand, that a lot of these police officers, beat these cases from the way they're being trained, not that the fact that it's unfounded or that the evidence wasn't there or anything of that nature. It's the fact that the way they are trained, it's like simulation. You know, it's like, you know, and that's and I tell you the truth, and that's why a lot of these children out here are acting crazy. You know what I mean? Because it's like you play the video games. You know, you get on Grand Theft Auto. Shit, you get double cash if you rape somebody.
Oh no.
So, like a lot of these children, that's why a lot of them, because they're desensitized. They're desensitized to life when they're growing up behind somebody and slicing their throat. Because it's so real, and they get desensitized to it.
True, it does train them to think of that as second nature. So it's like, what would happen if these kids get real guns in their hands?
That's
right.
It's
already been programmed into their mind on how to use it, on where to hit somebody, on what to look for.
I totally agree. I feel as though that.
But then again, it's also a mental state. A lot of kids can separate virtual from reality. But like those few who aren't stable enough to separate it and then go off.
Yeah. Well the brother he's in here and he's just hit the one button real quick. You go ahead and chime in. Say it real quick. You know, just say it real quick. But he has something. Just real quick. Go ahead and say it real quick, man. We got the brother Top Flight. You know what I'm saying? He gonna drop something. He thought about what happened at the.
That's good, man.
Come on, man.
No, we was in discussing that. We definitely reading an article about. Now, this past year alone, a lot of the murders, the shit that was going on, and especially in this area of Pittsburgh, man, kids under the age of 16 and 17 and 18. And it just shocked me. Like, damn, really? You know what I'm saying? And it's getting younger and younger, man. Kids get trigger happy for what reason? Now, we all know the reason.
There could be correlation there. That's highly possible.
Shout out to the homie. Shout out to the homie Top Flight Boys once again. Got to hear me before. Go ahead and check out their video, King Kong, on YouTube. Wes, you see some correlation.
I do. Because I was thinking at first from personal experience because I'm a heavy gamer, but then when I was coming up, games were softer. There wasn't that much gore. But now these kids are just being born into this era and playing them games at an early age, and it's just being shoved into their heads, and they can't distinguish it.
I agree, man. Back when we were kids, games was Sega, they were softer, man. Now, like I said, like for a long time, I wouldn't let my son play them San Andreas for a long time. He got mad because all his friends playing it, but. It just, you know what I mean, sex, you know, they have a sex in the car and all. It's just like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, games are a lot more aggressive.
Again, now the thing about it, they are a lot more graphic now. Like, people clearly depict this shit.
Not that.
I say,
I remember we had James Bond back in the day, but
when you kill somebody, it's just the screen got bloody. You ain't clearly see somebody getting their throat slit open or being riddled with bullet holes and all that craziness.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing is, it's confusing to me. Because, of course, it's like, okay, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, you're trying to breed a blessing, but then again, there's the feminine aspect of them trying to desensitize the children, you know what I'm saying, and making them real feminine. So it's actually confusing to me what the program's going to be. You know what I mean?
That is confusing. It's like, do you want them to be killers or do you want them to be gay? Or do you want them to be gay killers?
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, shit. Gay killers. That's the whole thing about it. Is that where you want them to be? And I tell you like this, Wes. I tell you like this. This, you know what? Everything we've been doing tonight has been synchronized, and this has been just flowing. So here is we're right on point with this. So here's something that another something we can build on. You know what I'm saying? Check out this. This is called the Attack of the Teenage Hip Hop Mutants. 2 minute clip. Check it out.
Because remember, we're not just separated by race and class, we're separated by vibrational frequencies. You see what I'm saying? This is why you can put out a song like Shake That Laffy Taffy, and all of a sudden it creates a cluster of people who levitate and vibrate to that song. You can't get them on nothing dealing with a high vibration of energy. If you play them some Rakim shit, they'll be like, what the hell is this? Because they're not on that vibrational frequency. All right, and these record companies, TV, radio, are amplifiers of this particular frequency. All right, so when you see brothers, and you see your brothers and sisters, and they dancing to stuff and vibrating on stuff that they should not be involved with. But you want to know why. It's a vibrational frequency. So let's not just get caught in the class and race. I'm going to put up a timeline real quick. Like I said, I'm jumping all over the place. Since hip-hop started in 73, let's put up 2012. All right? And we'll use, since that's 13 times 3, all right? We'll put 86 here. We'll put 99. And as you know, we're heading into 2012. All right? I call this Attack of the Teenage Hip-Hop Mutants. Parents want to understand why they can't relate to their children because they're mutating into some next level shit. All right? And they're mutating right in front of our faces, and things that we see to be crazy, they don't think it's crazy because they're in a whole nother frequency. I try to stay in tune with all my children. I want to know the lingo. I want to know the language. I want to know it all. So it's very important. When you think about the word attack, think something violent, something aggressive. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of our children in this day and time are very violent. Violence is nothing to them. They embrace violence. Their music is very violent. All right? So they're dealing with something more of an aggressive aspect. Teenage. Alright, that's the crossroads. When you think teenage, because you're not necessarily a child, but you haven't elevated to an adult yet. Between the ages of 13 and 19. That's a 6-year period. Alright, so when you get to number 6, you're dealing with 6 days of creation. On the element chart, 6 is dealing with carbon, as brothers were speaking about earlier. That's that melanin. Alright, which can become into that diamond, something fixated, something hard. All right, so these teenagers are being attacked at this particular time because before they get into adulthood, because you know once you become an adult, your brain is fucking hardwired. It's done. How many adults, no matter how much you try to bring them new information, new info, they're set in their ways. They're done. All right, but a child, as in the movie, as Brother Rich gonna break down later, the movie Menzies, they break down how a child's brain is constantly growing, evolving, if given the right environment to do so. So this attack is taking place on these teenagers in particular, so that when they become adults, it's done. The system stays in place. everything is set in place, and this supremacy situation can continue to move on for hundreds and hundreds of years. Hip-hop. KRS-One said, hip is to know, and hop is the movement. Anybody hear this song?
Yeah.
This shit is crazy. So hip is to know. So they automatically know certain things, and hop is the movement. You can't come out in hip-hop today if you don't have a movement behind you. When the last time a brother just put out a record and he had no movement behind him? When was the last time? You have to have a movement in place, so to speak. You see what I'm saying? You have to be in.
Elaborate what you think. Give me some heat, brother.
The brother got a point. It would be best to attack teens and maybe even preteens while their minds are still malleable, while they can still be molded and shaped into your design. And what better way to do that than through the music they listen to? What better way to do that than through what they watch on TV, what they keep themselves entertained with and spend the most time on?
I think that we were right on point. Go ahead.
And I can definitely see that they are on a whole different frequency now. Because they look at things that someone like me would look at as weird or what are you doing out of pocket, and that's completely regular to them. Like being right out front, busting snaps or whatever. Like, you're going to do that, like, right there in the open and talk about it? What are you doing? But to them, that's normal. That's regular. So I can definitely see that.
It's like he said, they are mutating into something else. And if y'all want to know who that is, just check out the Black Dot on YouTube, and he has a whole series called Hip Hop Decoded. That was just a little clip from it. Make sure you just gotta try to check that out, man. But I think basically the frequency is getting lower. And what I mean by we're not on a higher frequency. It's a lower vibration to where, as you know, what he was saying, like, shake that Laffy Taffy, shake that Laffy Taffy, shake that Laffy Taffy. But like I said before, and we'll take it all the way back. Like I said before, Marvin Gaye was talking about the same thing. Let's get it on. And then you see it just keeps on going down. Keeps on going down. It's, don't matter, just don't bite it. You know what I'm saying? Then it goes down again. You know what I'm saying? Shows your boy, let's in the super soak that hoe. Super soak that hoe. You know what I'm saying? Then what I say is going to go down to four. Now the song is going to just come out, flat out, and just say it. Let's fuck. Let's fuck. Let's fuck. Let's fuck. Let's fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, even one song right now, it's crazy. I'm in love with the coke. Like, clearly saying that he likes to sniff cocaine. And everybody's dancing to that shit. And just think how many people that's dumb as hell is going to go ahead and try their first line of cocaine on the strength of that song.
But it just boggles me. Every time I think the bar can't get any lower, I'm proven wrong. And it just raises the question. How low are you willing to let the bar get before you realize this is unacceptable?
It's nothing. Like, first of all, let's be perfectly clear. The world is going to shit, okay? Now,
Either
you can sit back on your beach chair and just watch it go to shit, because it's a program. It's supposed to go to shit. You know, it's the new. It's supposed to. It's designed to go to shit. Even if you're a person that believes in the book, per se, the scriptures, the script is already laid out. is supposed to, quote, unquote, end. So you can just sit back and watch it end and not get caught up into it, because I'm going to let you know right now, brother, you're not going to be over to save anybody. Because the
I'm well aware of that.
Once it gets on and cracking, it's going to be so cool that you're going to look like a fucking outsider. Like, just look like, look right now. Look how many people that are not on Facebook, and look how certain people look at them like, huh? You ain't on Facebook? Motherfucker, you're not even, you're outside of the thing. And that's just Facebook, let alone, yo, you have to have a certain, you have to have a, you know, a hand scan to get in this club. You know what I mean? And this is where all the celebrities going to be at. And, you know, and Puff Daddy got it. You know what I'm saying? He got it. So why not? Like, look how many fucking, like, could you remember when tattoos were taboo? Like, when nobody had tattoos? No shots at you, Cody. I know you got the good sleeve going on and everything like that there. Could have looked at me like, yo, I know you ain't talking about me, man. Next to this dinner fork, I stab you in the skull. But now, it's like, you know, motherfuckers got tattoos on their face.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Remember that infamous one? I think that's, you can just Google that right now. Just Google Drake, and there's this girl with Drake tattooed on her fucking forehead. So that is great. Actually, you know what? Shout out to her dumb ass. Shout out to you, baby girl, wherever you are at. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you're at. But, rest of the program is getting crazier. Let's go in. Are you seeing some new programming? The gay stuff is totally completely out there. It's there. I heard about the show Empire. Didn't watch it yet. Don't care to watch it. But
me neither.
I heard that the son plays a gay on the show. Okay. Now the son comes out gay in real life.
Oh.
Now he comes out gay in real life. So now you're following these people. And I said this, you know what I mean? I'll give you this programming 101 real quick, and I'm going to show you how it works. Real quick, and you'll never get had again. Real quick. We'll watch Disney. Let's go to Britney Spears. Okay, this is a program, people, and this is something they do all the time. We go to Britney Spears. She was on the show on Disney. She was all clean and wholesome. She came out with 2 records. You know what I'm saying? That she flipped the script and started acting like a whore. We have Christina Aguilera. Same thing. Come from Disney. She was good, clean, and wholesome from Pittsburgh, Wexford, Pennsylvania. Then she started acting like a whore. Then you have Justin Timberlake. Same thing. He's from Disney. You know, he was real clean and wholesome. He was in the boy band with the you know, singing Goodbye Baby. He comes out. He's fucking everything under the sun. You have Hannah Montana. Recently. You have Hannah Montana, real clean and wholesome. You know what I'm saying? You follow her. But you got to understand. Now she turns into Miley Cyrus. And the thing is, the kids follow them every fucking step of the way. So that's what it is. That's the programming. And the thing is, I'll be completely honest with you, Wes. People did not like what I said about their goddamn Disney right there. We just
the truth hurts. The truth is an ugly motherfucker.
We just lost about eight. I straight up just lost about 8 listeners because we just talked bad about Disney. So to those people, thank you. Because because we ain't here to entertain you. We here to tell the truth. We ain't here to shuck and dive. You know what I'm saying? We ain't here to do all that. If you're not here to be educated, and if you wanted to go ahead and disagree with me, all you had to do is hit the one button and bring what you had to bring to the table. That's all.
But you see, they got mad and hung up because they don't have a compelling argument against you.
See, we're not arguing. This is a round table discussion.
I know.
We're not even debating. This is what I think. You know what I mean? Just like everybody else came in and they said that. And this is what this is all started for, though. This is what we like. We like this platform. You know what I'm saying? And this is where we can really have some real talk. You know what I'm saying? Now, maybe if I was on Facebook, then people would be sitting up there arguing back and forth with me on Facebook because they can't hear the expression. They can't hear the point. They can't, you know what I mean? And it's all to the good. You know what I'm saying? But nothing's going to stop us from, you know what I'm saying, grinding out these motherfucking microphones, I tell you that. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, did you, where we at with this, man? So, at the end of the day, we had to build up, we had the thing, we had our both sides, we had the, everything was going. Now, let's go into it. Should we follow celebrities on their views, political or social? Should we follow a guy like a Soulja Boy or all the way down up to a Jay-Z? Should we matter? Should these guys' opinions matter to us, or should we go out there, do our own research? I mean, as them being, I guess, people figureheads or people to represent our culture, would it be detrimental to listen to them and do our own research, or should we just blindly just go ahead and just listen to, just because, they're celebrities and we should just go along with the flow?
All right, I'm going to answer your question with a question. Why would you want to follow somebody who has no clue on what they're talking about or no clue about what's going on in politics or the world around them?
Well, I just know that Jay-Z has Obama on the text, and I'm thinking that he must have some type of political issues if he has Obama on the text and he can get out there. Or if Puff Daddy gets out there and tells us, what's the slogan, vote or die or something like that? Wouldn't you think that he would know something? Wouldn't you want him to know something? I'm asking the top five, wouldn't you want him to know?
Just because you want him to know something about that, that doesn't mean he knows something about that. And just because you can afford to have Obama on the speed dial, that doesn't mean you know anything about the political issues he's dealing with or even the political issues that's going on in the world today or in your own backyard.
I'm saying if Puffy can come out with a campaign that says vote or die, wouldn't you want him to be able to answer some of these questions about?
Like I said, we would want
about
him
voting
to.
Or what,
that doesn't mean
what
he can't.
What'd you say now?
No, I was saying at the time when Obama was getting elected and all this stuff was going on, he was out there running around saying vote. Vote or die. So, what I'm saying? Guy got to have some type of knowledge, but you just got to, like you said, do your own research too at the same time.
I'm going to just skip their word and start doing my own research and understand what's really going on around me before I take anybody else's word, especially people who probably don't know what they're talking about. They're just being paid to campaign and sway decision.
I tell you like this. I know one thing. Have these guys, the top flight guys, you ever heard of the Patriot Act? And this is a bill that was passed. Yeah, I hear you. It's disgusting. This is a bill that was passed after 9/11, okay? And it's basically because you heard us about it, it's basically them taking our freedoms, giving us safety, or they just taking us our freedom just for the hell of it. Now, what I want to do is let y'all hear something, because actually Alex Jones is down there in Texas, and they're trying to repeal, you know, and I want to tell everybody out there, you know, I don't vote, but I tell you what, if you want to vote, I know for black people it's hard for you to say Republican, but I'm telling you, vote for Rand Paul, the Republican. He's talking about of drugs, you know what I mean? He's talking about getting rid of the crooked IRS, because there's no law that says you have to pay taxes. You're not supposed to pay tax on your labor. That is a fact. It's just they just come in and do it. You know what I'm saying? He's basically ready to get us back to basically all the banker bailout money is going to local businesses so they can get their stuff back together so we can maintain a local economy and not a federal economy. We want our money to stay local and not federally. So, you know, if you want to vote local, so at least you can follow where your vote is going. If you're voting in D.C., you don't know where your vote's going. But I do want to play on this clip of this Patriot Act, and I think they beat it up. Listen real good, guys. Real good stuff.
And I want to thank the people that came here that are part of the second American Revolution. We shall prevail. That is a guarantee. Because as the New World Order turns up the heat, they're going to form more resistance. The tighter they squeeze, the more people are going to have that light bulb go off above their head. Now, I believe this council is made up of good people. And I think it's great that Jackie Goodman, Mayor Pro Tem, has brought this forward. Let's go through the facts. And John Ashcroft and Lord Bush and their military-industrial complex owners, who are setting up a military dictatorship, I mean, this is admitted, PNAC documents, cannot hide the reality of what's happening. In fact, Ashcroft, 6 months ago, really committed a federal crime. In sworn testimony before the House and Senate, he said there is no new terrorism legislation. It's not been introduced. The Domestic Security Enhancement Act, the Justice Domestic Security Enhancement Act, House and Senate versions. It's like if I got up here and said the sun didn't come up this morning. You'd laugh at me, but the press didn't call him on it. Now he's saying there is a Patriot Act 2 and Victory Act 1 and Victory Act 2, and you better pass all of them. You know what's in Patriot Act 2, Section 501? You fit the description of a terrorist under Section 802 of the first Patriot Act, you can be arrested and secretly executed. That's right, a 3 military judge panel. Now what is Section 802 of the first Patriot Act? It passed on October 27, 2001. 5 in the morning when no one was allowed to read it, according to members of Congress. The definition of terrorist is any action that endangers human life that is a violation of any federal or state law. They have many other definitions about anything that influences government. Go read it for yourself. They're counting on you not reading it. They're counting on you not finding it. Ron Paul and others have pointed out that Hitler and Stalin and people didn't have the nerve to put stuff like this down on paper. They just did it. That's what's so amazing about this. And to see the assistant U.S. attorney here peddling this is really sad, but I know it's under orders. Because 2 months ago, it was reported that Ashcroft met out in Hollywood with the heads, the big editors of all the newspapers, and the heads of law enforcement, and said, we'd like you to go out and write editorials, editors. We'd like U.S. attorneys, assistant attorneys, write editorials. Get on talk shows. Get out there and sell this is the people, this is good, this is a wonderful thing. So I want the council, in case you don't know this, and the people here today to understand that it's a stage-managed event. I mean, it really was hatched in a smoky room to oppress you, to manipulate you, to con you. Now that makes me very angry, and that's why it's so exciting that this council may simply just say we have a Bill of Rights and Constitution, and we will not violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And in this city, America is still America. I mean, it's just that simple. Now, I'm sure you heard about 5 years ago about the FBI crime lab. The head of it, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, who I've interviewed several times, said, I'm not doing this anymore. We've been framing people, manufacturing evidence. This is out of control. I've interviewed FBI agent Tyrone Powers, who talked about how they would frame people, the different criminal things that they would do. Tulia, Texas, 56 black people. No criminal record, no drug paraphernalia, no nothing. On the word of one corrupt cop, gave them all 20 to 90 years in prison. Now you think about that. Houston Crime Lab, thousands framed indiscriminately. The police chief had to admit it because his job's on the line. He's claiming, oh, I'm going to fix that problem. It's equivalent of Hermann Göring, promising to stop what Hitler was up to. This is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. So this is why we restrict the scope and size of government and its power over us in our lives. Because we know there's criminals on the street, we know there's bad people, but they don't have the massive mechanisms, the machinery of government and military and militarized police and prison complexes to oppress at levels never before seen. Last century, 200 million killed by government. 200 million killed. Millions of American Indians, Native Americans, killed in this country. So don't tell me we shouldn't have a concern when the most draconian legislation in the history of the world, dwarfing Byzantine Spain and France, is rolled out against the people. Now, I could list the crimes. I could list the crimes of the FBI, the Defense Department, state police, local police, all day long. My point is, history shows us that we must watch and we must control and we must limit powerful men, because power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I challenge members of this distinguished body to be part of history, to not abstain, to get out on the field in your life, and you'll truly be alive. To not sell out to this corrupt system. Now, 10th Amendment, very important subject. During abolition, it started around 1810 or so, there were cities, there were towns, there were states that were free, and they said no to the federal government in the North and the government in the South, and they were safe havens for human beings that didn't want to be in bondage and have the courage to flee and risk their lives. It is so American for local governments to stand up to the tyranny of evil men and say no. That is our place. That is our job. And these arguments are baseless, and they are the arguments of liars and tyrants and sycophants.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, Wes, he kind of put it down on that one, didn't he?
Damn. Processing that.
He said, damn. It was definitely insightful there, sir. I tell you what,
yeah.
We're not even going to do the overdrive. I'm going to go ahead and let you get the last 10 minutes. You talk. You got the floor. You talk about anything you want to. If you want to elaborate on what we just talked about, if you want to bring anything up,
you was talking about like voting and things. My thing is, if people are going to vote, everybody should have a copy of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Read it through carefully, your president, based off of who is following the guidelines that were set by this country. Myself included, I got to get I'm going to probably download myself a copy when I get the chance to, so I can understand it. And because there's a whole lot of rights that are being, just swayed through and weaved past because people don't know it. People don't know we have those rights. Like, everybody talks about terrorism, but most people don't know that in the Constitution, it states we have the right to overthrow a corrupt government. That is our right.
It is your definitely God-given right. You know what I mean? And actually, even Christ actually did it. You know what I'm saying? When he stood up to the Pharisees.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try something different, Wes. I'm going to try something very different. Okay?
All right. What are we working with?
I'm going to see if I can get an exclusive freestyle of you. You know what I'm saying? Or something in the archive. Something like that. Is that going to be possible? I'm gonna see, but I don't know if you're gonna be able to hear the instrumental. That's the whole thing about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can throw you a freestyle. I'll freestyle all day.
Hold on, real quick, because I want to see how this works. I'm gonna see how this really goes down because I might have to go ahead and mute myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
let me see if I can find it. See if I can find a beat first, because I'm actually just like doing this on the cuff. You know what I'm saying? And there we go. Let's see here. Let me see if
let's see what I can get.
Huh?
Bro, how we burn, huh? Take the beat and kill it. Think it burns well. Talking about they killing, they wishing they learned, yo. Talking about they taking, you see you watching the turn, yo. Nah, you see I watch the world turning, I'm burning, and so observing, I come wearing the turban, dropping bombs. Okay, they wanna cause it harm. Talking about I cause the beating, they causing their body harm. Yeah, but you know, remain calm. Talking about I killing these motherfuckers is on. Yeah. Talking about this one, talking about they flipping, switching positions, Voltron. Yeah, you see, I'm about to get it, I spit it, it's so wicked, I vision, you see, it's vision, I get it, you see, I rip it, it's vision, you see, I'm ripping, they vision, I take it, I split it, these motherfuckers gon' listen, ah! Now I'm back here talking about they rapping, they can't get it cracking. Swimming with the cracking, this nigga dragging, I'm under. Dropping clothes, these motherfuckers drop thunder. Oh. See, I'm striking with lightning, it's frightening. Okay, you see my blows enticing. Nah, I'm striking like Tyson. Okay, I'm coming and see that the boy was frightening. Nah, I'm just having fun. Off the head, you see I rap for fun. Yeah, I repeat it, yeah, you undefeated. Yes, I win battles, you motherfuckers conceded. You can throw me words at the freestyle, but I'm going off the head, go and see now. I be flipping, I'm spitting, they see now. Talking about I'm ripping, they vision, making them see now. Let the beat.
Okay. That was dope. I mean, like, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'll be honest. I'm not a fan of the freestyler. You know what I'm saying? I'm really not. I like the people to be prepared. I like the people to be crisp. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know who's listening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but for freestyle, I can swing with it. You know what I mean? Look at these guys. You gonna do something? With you? You gonna do something? Here, I tell you what, Wes, I'm gonna pass through my hair. Gonna put this in here real quick. Tell them the name. The name. Hello, is it a go? Can you hear me? Yeah, man.
Yep.
Shout out to Big Smoke, man. It's Top Flight. My name is KT. What's good, man?
No, what up?
Everything about this knowledge we've been... What's up, man? You know, everything about this knowledge we've been hearing, man, is real. And I really do feel there's way too many of just us, man. I don't know how to say it, man. Black people just don't want to open their eyes, I guess. Like you said, it's just not as cool to be knowledgeable. It's not as cool to know was really going down, but I mean, I don't, and through this, I really don't know any other way to say it, but it's like gunplay, they're killing my brother, they say that, man, look, they need to hear these words, yeah. You really want to freak it, let's get it. I say gunplay, and they killing my brother like sun rays. And they killing my brother. It's 2016, bullets raining. given is even secret. Some people may be upset, I put it this way. You know, my social security is why the government is getting paid. When I die, I go away. When they go pay. Damn. Figure that. Tell me something real. When you see my skin, she's black and not feel. Shoot me the bullets, I'm gonna die, people. I understand. I don't think you listen to it. I don't really think you do. But guess what? I'm giving you the truth. And I'm sitting straight from the heart. I don't even read words. I'm just giving you no up. I'm trying to give it to the real. Show you something how my people gonna feel. On my slave boat, you see feet. And if you die, you get thrown overboard. You go to sleep. Damn, it's real or it's fake. You give me your book and say this shit's real. Gonna eat. But then, I need something more to eat. I need some food for me to get full. For my kids to see life and not the shit that you do. Put a hot boy on TV and take me to school. Damn, you want me to shoot my brother in the back? You need all the broke to get money to get a business. The money to be in the trap. Goddamn. What is that? What is playing bricks? You go to school and try to learn some shit. What's that? What's that? But my sister pay for weed and get her nails done by these Chinese bitches is going to school for their sons and for their daughters and for their mothers. And I'm trying to get something that means something to me. I'm trying to see something that I wasn't supposed to see. But goddamn, when you from my block, all you got is one gun, one shot. So what's up, nigga? Definitely tough life, man. None but that, and I want my people to really understand. See, if you don't see this black genocide, you're in denial. Where we're at. Yeah, that's how we do. Hey, well, that was something different. I want to definitely hold on. It's definitely something different. You know what I mean? I might start doing that a little bit more often. You know what I'm saying? Just to see what's up. I definitely want to see how it definitely sounds when I go back in the archive. You know what I'm saying? And,
hey, so, we start doing this more often, I'll start writing verses for you.
What's that?
I said, we start doing this more often, I'll start writing verses for
you. Yeah, the boy is definitely going crazy right now. I do that. Yeah, but anyway,
be
Good show. Thanks for everybody bouncing with us. You know what I'm saying? Wes, you got anything to say before we get that head up out of Kia like last year and see the people around like a donut?
Not at all. I said my piece. We out.
Okay, man. I tell you like this. I'm going to end it off with the exclusive.
Put a hand on the gates. We was jumping them, fuck, I'm like quicksand in my ways. Was always stuck in them, stuck it in, and our ambulance came. The first time with Shane Fast, you Los Angeles raid, nigga. My bitch say this spliff take the soul from me. And the click tighten it, it's like a low rug. You beat the fucking beat up like it stole from me. You can talk to Clancy, you need a feature quote from me. I'm off the lens, y'all reek a reef and show money. It's early running with niggas who cold running shit. The wind's like lotion, he getting me gone. Rub them in, critics pretend they get it. And bitches just don't fuck with him. I spin spent the day drinking and missing my grandmother. Just grab a glass and pour some cold white wine in it, a cold 4-5 in it. You know how I get it. I'm toasting myself and a toast to all my niggas, and ain't no time limit. I'm toasted as hell, and I gotta jot it quick, cause I can't focus so well.